Here in our final game of the season with Bears general manager Ryan Pace, just want to start off by thanking you for taking the time all over the course of the season, and Happy New Year to you and your family.
You too, Jeff. It's been a pleasure, man. I know this season hasn't gone how we liked, but I enjoy working with you, and I look forward to working with you going forward.
All right. Well, let's start with Bourbonnais, because back in Bourbonnais, how would you characterize the growth of the team this season despite the record? Because then it was kind of an open-ended. You didn't really know.
Yeah, you know, I think any time you go somewhere new, you anticipate a lot of change to the roster, and that's really taking place over the last two seasons for us. We came into this season with a thought that, hey, we were going to be younger, and we knew we were going to play a lot of new players. And that obviously got accelerated with some of the injuries we've sustained this year. But, you know, with those injuries, they kind of are what they are. And now I look at the positive. You know, it's us playing a lot of younger core players and seeing them grow into major contributors. I really think that play times pay dividends for us going forward. And I think the arrow is pointing up with a lot of our players. And it's going to be important for us to add this offseason, which we'll do.
In your opinion, the best developments of the season so far in all three phases?
You know, offensively, we've gotten good production out of our draft pick in Jordan Howard. I think he's second in the league right now, averaging over 5 yards a carry. I think that's also a credit to our offensive line. You know, defensively, we have a good group of young core players, specifically in our front seven. We think our two inside linebackers are going to be good players here for a long time, and we're also excited about Kwiatkowski. I think you've seen what type of player Floyd can be, and really with Eddie Goldman, we just got to get him back to being consistently available. And then lastly, with special teams, you know, I think we got two guys that really excel in coverage with McManus and Bellamy. And then you look at the specialists, I think Scales, O'Donnell, Connor Barth, they've all developed good chemistry and performed well down the stretch.
All right, so our Bears radio crew voted and picked Jordan Howard, Akeem Hicks, and Cherick McManus as the players of the year in each phase. I know that's minor in the concept of team and the three wins at this point, but good choices nonetheless, right?
Yeah, I think those are all three good choices. I think when you look at it, really all three of those players are acquired in different ways too. You have a draft pick, a free agent acquisition, and then a young player that we really inherited and just identified as someone that could help us win. I think all three of those guys are definitely arrow-up players when you look at them and with bright futures ahead of them.
Quarterback today, Matt Barkley, would a bounce-back effort kind of clean up his last outing go a long way in determining if he could be part of the quarterback plan in 2017?
You know, I think today's going to be important for him. You know, really, anytime you're evaluating a quarterback, you want to see how they handle adversity and then how they respond, especially the following game. And optimistic that he'll respond the right way, it's really a great opportunity for him today against a really good defense on the road.
Have you had any conversation with Jay Cutler about his recovery and what his expectations are moving forward?
You know, really, our conversations have been more about with the trainers kind of regarding his rehab. And one thing with Jay, you know this, it's always been the case, he's an extremely fast healer. So one thing that's encouraging is he's really significantly ahead of schedule. But with everything else, you know, we'll talk to most of our players, Jay included, as we wrap up the season this Monday and Tuesday. But right now, he's really focused on his rehab and assisting Barkley for this game.
All right, John Fox's future has been the subject of speculation by some in the national media. He says he has a plan, knows what he wants in terms of types of players. He just spoke with me on the Monday night coaches show about this, feels the roster is closer to winning than some might suggest. Do you feel good about the direction the two of you are working towards and what you ultimately want these Bears to look like?
You know, Jeff, none of us are happy with our record, and this season's been disappointing for all of us. Like John said, we do see progress, and as we've talked about, you know, we've played a lot of younger players, and with a lot of them, we like what we see. I think right now, you know, we have the most starts by rookie and second-year players in the league, and then there's an advantage to that. We know we need to play with better consistency, and I think that'll come as these guys gain experience, and we need to add more firepower to this roster. But, you know, one thing I really want to stress is that in order for us to develop these younger players, you really need a coaching staff that's on board with preparing them and with playing them. And I think John's done a good job in leading our team and his staff and assisting that development. You know, I also think he's done a good job with just instilling the right culture that we want in the locker room. And those aren't small things, you know that. To change a culture, that's extremely difficult. But I think if you get it right with the foundation of your roster, you can really build on top of that.
You know, you and the administration that you're working with now responsible only for the last two seasons, but you got that 9 out of 10 year no playoff thing hanging over the organization's head. What do you say to fans who have patiently waited for a postseason run?
You know, we aren't building a team to play in flashes. You know, we're building a team to get to a point where there's consistent and long-term winning. And I think sometimes this takes a little bit of growing pains as your young core is kind of developing. But, you know, I completely understand that patience in the NFL is very difficult. I get that. But, you know, we're on the right course. And, again, it's important for us to add more talent to the roster this offseason, which we will. We understand we need to prove it on the field. That's fair. You know, and honestly, I'm anxious to share the success with our fans when we get to that point.
Some have suggested this offseason is the most significant for the franchise in recent memory. It may sound too dramatic, but given the needs of the team, would you agree at some level?
Jeff, it's important, no doubt. But I think you also see how quickly teams can flip in this league. I mean, this season alone showcases how quickly things can change for a franchise. You know, we look at every offseason as significant, really. I think just because you understand what you're doing is going to affect the franchise both short and long term. That's a huge responsibility with that, and I take it very seriously.
Okay, our Scout's Eye today, not on an individual player, but, you know, you've been working, obviously you work all year round, looking towards the future in the college draft, watching bowl games, getting out there. Are you encouraged about the 2017 draft class?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, recently, just over the last week, we've kind of scattered all over the country, myself, Josh Lucas, most of our college scouts, seeing a lot of these bowl games, seeing all these top players. And it's very encouraging and exciting when you see them in person. And this draft is extremely encouraging. And honestly, I just get excited about it going forward.
All right. Well, good luck. And again, Happy New Year. And I look forward to see what happens here in the coming days and weeks and months.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. You too.
That's Bears General Manager Ryan Pace in the X Factor interview.